yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're going to be discussing the definition of health care. Now, I want you to know that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. It's also available at Barnes & Noble, and it's available online at all the other outlets. All right? For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel29.com. Now, I want you to understand that, as we always start out, you know, this year, over 750,000 people will die of coronary artery disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. An astounding 100,000 will die from adverse effects of illegally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 people will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs this year. One-third of American adults have hypertension. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. Do you know in 1949 there was 500,000 type 2 diabetics in the entire country? Last year, there were 350 million patient visits to physicians and at 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. And that's because physicians has dropped the ball. You see, today's talk is going to be about the definition of healthcare and what we as physicians have done with the healthcare industry. The definitions according to Wikipedia and according to Webster of healthcare is the maintaining and restoration of health by the treatment and prevention of disease, especially by trained and licensed professionals. So it's the maintenance and restoration of health by the treatment and prevention of disease. It seems like we have forgotten the prevention part of medicine, because 80% of healthcare is nutrition and exercise. That's correct. 80% of healthcare is nutrition and exercise. 15% is hormonal optimization and detoxification of the body. 15%. The final 5% is medical and surgical treatment of diseases. Isn't it incredible that your healthcare provider, your physicians, is only an expert of the last 5%? It is where they make their money. It is where big pharma and the insurance companies make all their money. It is what is taught in medical school. You ask your doctor, what vitamins or minerals should I take? The typical answer, take a multivitamin. You know why? Because we have no clue about minerals and vitamins and nutrition. As a matter of fact, Hippocrates says, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And the reason why is because if you have the proper nutrition, you don't need doctors, except in a rare case where you have a surgical or a medical emergency. Otherwise, your body will take the nutrition and fix the problems if you gave it the right things. That is correct. The other thing that you should understand is that, you know, nutrition and exercise are very, very important in the sense that, you know, I was at the Synergenics conference 2 weeks ago, and it was a 1 week conference. It's the third time I've been to that conference. And basically, it's a training for the Synergenics doctors. And what I really like about Synergenics is that all the doctors in Synergenics walk the walk and talk the talk. In other words, Synergenics goes back to the old model of healthcare, 80% nutrition and exercise, 20% hormones and medications. That's what their motto is. So when you see a Synergenics physician, they're all well-built, they look healthy, they look clean-cut, they have their six-pack because they follow the regimen. As a matter of fact, before you can become a Synergenics doctor, you have to become a Synergenics patient, which means that you have to buy into everything. You know, I always say that doctors are hypocrites, and I don't want to be a hypocrite. So therefore, everything that happens in my office, I am a guinea pig for. And if I'm not the guinea pig for, then I am my office manager, Mary, is the female guinea pig. And that's because I try not to do anything that I have not done on myself because I want to be the example for my patients. You know, I hate it when you go see a dermatologist and he tells you about your zits and he has zits all over his face. Or you go see the cardiologist that's overweight or smoking and tells you that you need to stay healthy, and he's not. See, if you're not your own best doctor, if you are not your own best patient and following the rules, why should I, as a physician, make you look great and feel great if I'm not willing to do it for myself? It tells me that I don't believe in my own, what I'm saying to you, if I don't do what I do for myself, what I tell you to do. You know, at the Synergenics conference, they mentioned something which was really, really profound. Exercise, the most powerful pill man has ever known. Isn't that something? Yes. Exercise costs you nothing. It's one of the most important aspects of healthcare. If you want to be healthy, you need to exercise. Doesn't cost you anything. And if you exercise, guess what happens? It fixes so many things. It takes care of diabetes, type 2 diabetes. It takes care of high blood pressure. It helps with heart disease. It helps your brain function better. It helps you release endorphins. It helps prevents Alzheimer's and dementia. It helps prevent depression. It reduces smoke. And it reduces strokes. I'm sorry. It helps prevent cancer, breast cancer, and colon cancer. I mean, exercise. It's incredible the things that it does for your body. It takes care of a lot of the things that you go see a physician to get a prescription to put a Band-Aid on you. So when you have type 2 diabetes, you go and get those those pills from your doctor to take care of it when exercise and nutrition would take care of the problem. See, exercise is so powerful that that's all your body need, along with good nutrition and hormonal and detoxification optimization. That's what the body wants. You know, animals, when they get sick, they know where to go to get help. They go eat an herb here, or they do something else, or they just go somewhere and get what they need. They don't go to doctors. No, they go nature. You know, the tools for our bodies are minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. That's right. Those are your tools for your body. Without those things, your body cannot make a single thing. Let me give an example. To make a thyroid hormone, you need zinc, iodine, selenium, and magnesium. Those are minerals. You also need vitamin B6 and B2. Those are vitamins. So without those vitamins and without those minerals, you could not make a thyroid hormone. As a matter of fact, you could not make anything in your body without those tools. Now, your thyroid makes T3, which is the active thyroid. It's thyroid with three iodines, and it makes T4, the inactive thyroid, which is thyroid with four iodines. Now, 93% of the thyroid that's made is T4, the inactive thyroid, and 7% is T3, the active thyroid. When you run out of T3, your body converts T4 into T3 by having an enzyme come in and clip one of the iodine off, and now it becomes T3. So you see, enzymes are required to be part of the process. As a matter of fact, your body makes enzymes for you to digest and do different things. Like, for instance, there's a particular enzyme that you have to break down broccoli, another enzyme to break down cauliflower, a different enzyme to break down tomatoes. Your body makes a particular enzyme to break down each of the things that you experience in your body. So you have thousands of different enzymes floating around your body just waiting for some action. You know, just like when you buy a new Cadillac or a new Mercedes, when you open the trunk, there is a special tools in there just for that car. That's correct. So the Cadillac place and the Mercedes place makes a special tool to take apart that particular vehicle. Well, your body does the same thing. It makes enzymes to take care of each thing that it encounters, because the enzymes are required to speed up chemical reactions or slow them down or convert one enzyme or one molecule or one chemical into another. Your liver uses thousands of different enzymes to break down things and detoxify things in your liver. That's how your body works. So nutrition and exercise are the most important things in your healthcare, and 80% of healthcare is related to exercise and nutrition. All right? Now, I just want to remind you that you are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk Radio 550 KTSA Radio. You can reach me at 210-559-5959. And you can also reach me at my email address, vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at growyoungeragain.com. Or you can get it from Amazon, or you can get it from Barnes & Nobles, or all the different outlets. Now, for more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. or you can check us out at the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. Tonight, we are talking about what is healthcare. Healthcare, as we mentioned before, is 80% nutrition and exercise, and 15% hormone and detoxification. Only 5% is medical and surgical treatment of diseases. See, doctors have farmed out healthcare. We have taken it and turned it upside down, and we have chosen not to take care of 95% of healthcare, which is nutrition, exercise, and hormones and detoxification. And do you know why? Because the money is in the synthetic drugs and the surgical care of sick people. In medicine, we wait till you are sick before we attend to you. We don't even think about prevention. If you walk into your doctor's office and everything is okay, he thinks you've wasted his time. Why are you here? You're healthy. You don't need to be here. See, but the point is that if you don't prevent illnesses, then we have lost. You know, type 2 diabetes, we mentioned before that there will be 23 million Americans will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. Do you know type 2 diabetes can be prevented? It can be prevented with nutrition and exercise. That's correct. Nutrition and exercise will correct the problem. So why aren't we doing that? Because medicine has forgotten that prevention is a huge part of medical care. Well, let's talk about the other aspect of healthcare: hormones, age management. You know, I mentioned Synergenics before. You know, their motto is, you know, because the way lifespan is, you improve gradually until about 30, 35 years old, and then you start dying. And from there on, your life starts going downhill until about 70, 75 years old, where the majority of us die. You see, in age management medicine, our goal is to, when you get to 35, is not have you start declining, but start optimizing your hormones, start improving your detoxification, start continuing with your nutrition and your exercising, and by doing so, we will keep you at that 35-year-old limit, healthcare limit, and maintain you for the next 60, 65, 70 years. So that on the day that you die, you are going to be riding your bicycle. You're going to spend a day with your great-great-grandchild. Then you'll go to bed that night, and then you won't wake up. See, that's the goal of age management, is for you to be healthy till the day you die, as opposed to traditional medicine, which means that by the time you turn 65, you enter into a nursing home and you get progressively worse. And for the last 15 years of your life, you lie in a vegetative state in a nursing home where no one knows, you don't know who is around you, and no one knows anything about you other than the fact that you are there. And we just try and we do everything in our power to keep you alive, even though you are not alive. Even though your mind is gone, you can't get up, you're bedridden, you can't move, and you're just wasting away. We want to spend exorbitant amount of money to make sure that your corpse stays around for as long as possible. That's the difference between age management medicine and traditional medicine. I don't know about you, but my goal is the age management role. So for those of you who are interested in doing it the right way, nutrition and exercise, 80%. You know, I tell my friends, I tell my patients that in America today, it is very easy to be unhealthy. It is very hard to be healthy because the deck is stacked against you. You walk out and there's thousands of advertising for the Big Mac, the Whopper, the fast foods, all the things that are bad nutrition. It's all over the place for you, and you have to be fighting it every which way you turn. Things have gotten so bad that the drug companies have done surveys where they know the buzzwords that will trigger your brain and to tell you to eat that piece of cake, eat that pizza, eat that piece of chocolate, because they know exactly which words to trigger those in your brain. And so your brains can tell you that. You know, it's amazing. You know, sugar. You know, back in the 70s, we had fats in all our foods. And then a study came out and they said that fats were bad for you. So they started taking fats out of stuff and everything became low fat. But, you know, fats made your food taste good. And so all the companies that make all the food said to themselves, you know something? You know, people are not going to come back to the restaurants if the food doesn't taste well. So they had to find something that they can put in the food to make it taste as good as it was when it was fat. So they turned to sugar. And so now there's sugar in just about everything we eat. Just about everything, there's sugar in it. And sugar is hidden in all forms. So when you look at that label in the back, if there are words there that you cannot read or you don't understand, it is probably sugar. All right? It is probably sugar. You know, the best way to look at those labels is when you pick up strawberries, the ingredient should say strawberries, period. Or when you pick up a banana, the ingredients should say banana. Or when you pick up coconut, the ingredients should say coconut. All right? When you have all these things on the labels, it means they're adding all these artificial stuff, which is all of these things which are chock full of sugar. For those of you who don't know, there's a movie called Fed Up, F-E-D-U-P. It talks about what the sugar industry is doing to us and what it's cost in the area of obesity, because it's not all about you. It's not about calories in and calories out. It's about the sugar industry making you eat the things which cause you to gain weight, cause you to become diabetic, cause you to become sicker. Because, you know, they did a study where they fed mice cocaine, and then they gave them sugar water. The mice preferred the sugar water over the cocaine, 8-1. That's correct. And then they started shocking the mice when it drank the sugar water. And the mice still drank the sugar water, even though they were being shocked. That's correct. Sugar is very, very addictive, and your brain loves it. And the Food and Drug Administration, they all know this. And so sugar is in everything we eat. So, like I said, it is very, very hard to be healthy. It takes a sacrifice to be healthy. Yes, the old thing is this. Do I want to live to be 60 and eat whatever I want to eat? Or do I want to live to be 90 and give up on some of those delicious sugar foods that we love so much? So which is it? Do we want to be living 90 and be healthy? Or would we rather just eat the junk and die at 60? Because that's what it's shaping up to be. That is what our choice are going to be in the near future. Because this is the first generation where our kids is actually projected to have a shorter lifespan than we do. This is the first generation of that. And that's because we are literally killing ourselves with the sugar industry and our nutrition. We shouldn't even call it nutrition because it's poison. We are putting poison into our system every single day, and our body is left with the task of detoxifying it. And what do all these things do for you? It causes you to get inflammation. That's right, inflammation. Sugar is one of the biggest cause of inflammation in your body. And inflammation is the cause of 85% of all diseases. Inflammation is the cause of rheumatoid arthritis. It's part of the cause of Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, cancer, stroke, heart disease, osteoporosis, accelerated aging, insulin resistance. Inflammation is causing it. And that's what we do because we do not eat the right nutrition and we're not exercising to get rid of the nutrition, the inflammation in our body. Guys, my time is near. I want to let you know that you are listening to What is Healthcare? This is Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. You can always reach me at 210-559-5959, or you could email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel B29 Again and Again, is available at growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. It's also, now if you went to growyoungeragain.com, you're going to get an autographed copy. If you went to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you're not going to. All right. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the web at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. Thank you all. You all have a great day and enjoy the rest of your weekend. This is Dr. Vernon Williams.